Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today on this day before the new year. We thank the Lord for His gracious hand of protection and watching over us in 2023, and we look forward to what lies before us in 2024. In our call to worship today, I'm going to read the passage from the Psalm 119 that we're going to be dealing with today and next Sunday. And I want to read it because it gives us much light on navigating life. As we walk through each day of life, we need the direction of God and the light of His precious Word to guide us in every step that we take. I'm going to begin reading at Psalm 119, 105 through 112 as we consider these verses and the next two Sundays in our preaching. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep Thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, or make me alive, O Lord, according unto Thy word. Accept, I beseech Thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me Thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget Thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from Thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform Thy statutes always, even unto the end. The one phrase that I have here in this passage of Scripture that I just want to leave you with in our call to worship today, and that's in verse 111, it says, "For they," that is the testimonies of God's Word, "they are the rejoicing of my heart." Do you rejoice in the Word of God? We've got a lot of football games going on right now and bowl games. And yesterday we were watching the utter defeat of Florida State University, 63-3. And everybody was saying that they should have gone on to the Final Four. I think they called it right because all they could do was kick a field goal, and that was it for the rest of the game. And there was a lot of sad faces, and then there were rejoicing faces on Georgia as they took the victory. But those things are temporary. Wins, losses, things of life that come and go, those are just temporary things. But the Word of God endureth forever. And it should be the happiness of our hearts to look forward to the time that we spend in God's Word. And sadly, so many are bored with God's Word. They'd rather be doing something else. And that's indicative of something that's going on in the life. They're not navigating their lives by the Word of God. The Word of God is this incidental thing that I do sometimes. But it should be the guidance of your every moment of your life type of thing. And I want to encourage you, as we look at God's Word today and next Sunday in this passage of Scripture, that the happiness of your life needs to be rooted in this book right here. And if it's not, something needs to be changed. Amen? Something needs to be changed. Something's not right. We need to understand that this is our guidance. This is the light that goes before us and helps us to know what we're supposed to do and what decisions we're supposed to make and making sure that we're honoring God with every step that we take. Let the Word of God be your light. And may it rejoice and thrill your heart and life each and every day of the coming new year.